Heavenly Father, we thank you for this gathering that you have made possible today. We are grateful to you, Lord, for how you bless us here on Sunday. We thank you for your watchful eyes upon us since that time to this moment. We thank you, Lord, for the peace that we have in our city, Lord, that will allow us to gather. Thank you, Lord, for stopping the rain for your children to come to church. We bless your holy name. Thank you for the worship service, the hymns and the choruses that have been sung to praise your name. As we present ourselves before you, Lord, we pray you search our life. If there be anything that is contrary to your will, may your blood atone for us. As we ask that you forgive all our shortcomings, we ask that you bless our garden tonight with your presence. Let your word, O God, address some areas and needs in our life that might be drawn closer unto you, that our faith might be lifted up, that might be better prepared for your coming. Remember your servant at the beginning, we pray you'll be with him, be his strength, inspire him, and make use of him, Lord, to bless your people. Thank you, dear Father. When this service will come to an end, may we have recourse to give praise and glory unto you. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. While we remain standing, let's open our Bible to the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works, thy tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you. Can please be seated. It was the third week of April we spoke last on this from this book, and we are in Smyrna Church Age, and we are done with the introduction, the messenger, the city of Smyrna, the salutation. We are on the conditions of the age the last time, but we could not finish it. So we just do a brief review and finish the conditions of the age of Smyrna, so that the next time we move forward. The prophet told us that the key to this age of Smyrna is tribulation. And since there was tribulation in the first church age, he said the second church age has an intensified tribulation. Now, when we are talking about the seven church ages, most of the things we are talking about is history. But then, the prophet made reference to us to let us know that some of those things, they are to repeat in this our time. And the prophet said that age has a reflection, or we'll say the scripture that Brother Paul said in Hebrews chapter 10 to the brethren in his time, said is applicable to these people in Smyrna. When he said, he should call to remembrance the former days in which, after they were illuminated, that is, quickened, they endured a great fight of afflictions, partly while they were made a gazing stock. Gazing stock is to be confessional. And the reproaches, both by reproaches and afflictions. And also partly why they became companions of them that were so used. And on, He said, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Now the prophet said, in that age, mere association, closeness, being a friend to someone who is a true believer, in that age, by kind-hearted people, it could spare death for the person. Because the hatred toward the true believer at that time was so much that not only do they hate them, they even hate anyone that tried to show any favor to them. It was a terrible experience. Nevertheless, the prophet told us and the scriptures that everybody in each age that is a seed of God is prepared by God for the situations of that age. And that is why there is nothing that is that make that word of God, Paul in Romans chapter 8 from verse 35, what shall separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. And he mentioned practically everything. Death, life, things present, things to come, tribulation, hunger, whatsoever. He said there is nothing that is capable of being able to separate, when he say us, he's talking about the true believers, from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. If someone is not a true believer, he cannot stand the condition of that age without compromising. Anyhow, he will compromise. He will bend under the load, as it happened in the time of Ahab. The prophet said that all the preachers there, they all bent under the load. That Elijah looked everywhere, I couldn't even see. He never knew that there are some that God has taken care of in them hiding places. Like in our age, you look very much, you sometimes you get to some area, you say, is there a seed of God in this atmosphere at all? There could be one somewhere. Because Brother Abraham said that there is no time that God will not leave himself without a witness. There must be a witness every point in time that Jehovah have reserved somewhere. We have a student that he has reserved, who is going to testify other students that went to disgrace his name. He will have workers that he has worked on and reserved, who is going to testify that in the midst of all things, this one came through. He will have business people that he has reserved. It could be one in the entire country, doesn't matter. Once he has one, it's finished. As for all other people, no, the thing that some people look is that they look at what the majority is doing. God doesn't deal with majority. All that he has in the is just one person. That is all. Just one person. Over 200 million people in Nigeria, God doesn't need multitude to testify for him. If he has only 10, look at the negotiation in Genesis. Genesis 19 between Abraham and the two angels. And Elohim himself. Say, if you have 10, will you spare the place? Say, if I have 10, I will spare the place. And a twin city of Sodom and Gomorrah, he couldn't find 10 people there. And that led to the destruction of the... So if God has 10 in Nigeria, because of that 10, we will continually spear the nation until the rapture, the time of the rapture. Let's proceed. Now the prophet said, with the condition of this, God did not stop the persecution, neither did he stem the tide of the tribulation they are going through. But he only say, I know. I'm aware. So, when he say, I know. And definitely, naturally, there is no father that will naturally see a child suffer if you can do something, except you are the one that really give the punishment. If you are not the one, you want to rescue your child from that suffering.
Yoruba has an idea, help me to beat my child. There is the beating, where the beating will reach. If we say, well, if you do, I ask you to correct him, not to die, extent. Yeah, the dad says you kill him. So, when it comes to support, you have to check. You have to check how far you will do it. Yeah, because God also, in this situation in Smyrna, he allowed it. He is not the one bringing the suffering. But he allowed it for a purpose. And we'll see why he's allowing it. But Abraham said that this situation could make untutored people to stumble. God says he's great. You will see some people when they fall into some situation, you will look at the utterances in their mouth. You know that this one has not gone far in Christianity. The way they will talk against God, because of the situation that has come on ground. You know that he has not gone far in Christianity. Let me just say it like that to be mild. Abraham said that people thought that when you talk of love, it means a situation whereby there is no suffering involved. Everything is enjoyment. Everything is pleasure. But when it comes to God, no, he told us that genuine love is corrective. A father that says he loves a child and pampers that child, he actually hates the child. Because that child is going to destroy the name of that father with things that he will do thereafter and thereafter. The prophet said that God has proven it in his word that his love for his own children is elective love. Which he made a reference to Malachi chapter 1, the first three verses, talking about the children of Israel who are saying that God said he loved them, but they cannot see the love. Then God was asking them questions. Was Esau not Jacob's brother? And yet I ate Esau and I lay his mountain waste for the dragons of the field. And yet there are twins that came from the same mother the same day. And God went ahead and ahead and ahead to prove to them what his love is. And the prophet said that his love, which is elective love, the only way he expresses it is by him choosing any of his own children. Beside all others, like if you look by the message, each one of us represents 1 million somewhere. One in a million. God picked you before the foundation of the world. He foreknew you, elected you, he predestinated you, pen your name down, that when you will come to the surface of the earth, you are his own. You are inside of his thought. That time he thought of you, and he has already put the program of your life down. This one is mine. So when you come, God knows that this is my son or daughter, he has come. And Satan also knows that this one, we are not in the same group. So as you are coming out of the womb, Satan is after you. Then God is for you. And God has his program for your life that all the demons in hell cannot change. They cannot, even if they leave every other human being and come and settle down with only you. With all the power that Satan has, he doesn't have the tactics enough, the power enough, the wisdom enough, the ability enough to be able to change God's program for a single person's life among God's children. He doesn't have that ability. As long as such a person is a child of God, period. Now, you as a child of God, the only way you can know that you are a child of God is to see that he has chosen you. And how do you know he has chosen you? By calling you. And when he calls you and you come to him, you open your eyes to see the truth. When you see the truth, then he walks upon you and give you a part of himself. So that you and him, now you are one. You can now think as he thinks, look as he looks, and do the thing that he expects you to do anywhere, anytime. A child grows to an extent that not only can a child resemble the father physically, that child can take after the father in all actions. Until the father will be free that I don't have fear. This is what, go and meet my boy. This is what he will do. A child can be so trained and accept training to that extent until the father will have confidence. That's what the prophet said in the Old Testament, that leads to adoption. Now the prophet said, he has chosen not unto salvation and belief of the truth, and that is the proof of his love. After this love, he has prerogatives. This prerogative, he may commit you to death. He did that to Paul. He may commit you to suffering. He did that to Job. You may pass through any situation, and yet he loves you. When his children, when they were in Babylon, he said, my thought towards you, their thought of good and not of evil in Babylon. Thought of good and not of evil, where they are serving as slaves, to give you an expected end. Now the prophet said, all sufferings and everything that God allows, there's a purpose for it. He said, if there is no purpose, if he just does it just for any reason, then it means that himself becomes the author of frustration and not of peace. But everything is for a purpose. There is reason for it. Did he just decide to just torture Job? The suffering that Job went through in life, we have not seen a duplicate yet. That he has 10 children, all of them go one day. Not that they die, maybe some years interval. Because a child can die now. After about another 2 years, you lose one. Then another 3 years, you lose one. Everything happens one day. So it's one day they break the news of the death of all the children to him, bam, at once, 1 second. He didn't start from properties. All he has labored for years to accumulate. Everything went just one day. Then the children followed. Then he stood on his feet. He said, naked I come to the world. Naked I will go. The Lord gave, he has taken away. If someone is not a true believer, that is the day we stop serving God. It is easier said than experience. It is easier listened to than experience. Look at small trials that people go to. They never lose anybody. Just because money is not sufficient, the earth is not strong. Not as if maybe they have said that you are that way. Thought that the earth is not strong. Just literally two things that you can. Then you see some people utter statements. Know that this one is far from what we are talking about. But Brother Bram said that God has confidence in his believing children. He knows the configuration of each person. He knows what they can take. He knows what they cannot take. Because he's the one that programmed them. When he programmed them, he knows the quality he has put inside of them. But let me tell you this. Until a man or a woman is filled with the Holy Spirit, God doesn't have confidence in the person. Not only that, he himself should not have confidence in himself. If you say you have confidence in yourself, you are not honest. Because I have the scripture to prove to you that for you to say you have confidence in yourself outside of the Holy Spirit, you are only boasting. Peter, the spokesman, he did it before you. And you cannot put yourself in the shoes of Peter. Somebody that confessed that said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus told him and said that flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. In other words, you are not learning from any seminary. It's my Father in heaven that has revealed this to you. And upon this rock of revelation, I will build my church. And the gates of faith, though they will fight, they cannot prevail against it. That was the man Peter. But before Jesus went, he said, Peter, Today, before the God called you, deny me three times. So if you want to talk, talk about somebody else. Talk about somebody else now. Look me now. It's not somebody like you yourself. You know that if it's she to death, I'm ready. Only to arrest. They never even say they will arrest him. Only they are trying to say whether they are going to just slap him. That will be all of it. But when somebody said, "This one, you are one of them," you don't know what they're talking about. Don't know that people used to resemble. The other one said, "This is one. I saw you in the garden. Now you are lying. You are simply lying." A house help now do very well. He said, "Don't let us." He said, "Look, I can almost wear this one. He is one. This one, no. It's one. Koro koro, I can prove." Then Peter start said, "Look, let thunder. Any look, if I ever attend the church, this, what are you talking about? Which message? I've not even heard about that name before. I never go to that church before. Say message of which message? I never attend any. Yeah, something like that. I never know anything like that. Now I'm just doing my own life. Yeah, girl. Swear it. This is a person that was told less than 12 hours that this is what will fall inside. He said, "Lala, if Peter can be that, everybody without the Holy Ghost, you can do anything anytime. You don't have confidence in yourself. Otherwise, you are boasting. Because if you have confidence in yourself, Satan will make you to prove it. And then as you are proving it, you will just see that this grace is here." Now the prophet said, Jesus himself suffered. The Bible says so in Hebrews. He said, "Though he was a son, yet learned he obedience by the things that he suffered." He suffered. In fact, then Abraham said that in plain language. He said the very character of Jesus was perfected by suffering. And Paul said that he has left a portion with the church. A portion of the suffering with the church. When Jesus was talking in the book of Mark, said, "You will have this, you will have this, you will have this." He said, "With persecution. It's part of the things you will also enjoy. And this is your earthly pilgrimage." Anyone that cannot stand reproaches, that cannot stand persecution, that cannot stand trial, has not started the Christianity journey. You are still on the way. You have not started yet. Now the prophet said, why does God stand by? Why? He said the reason is in Romans 8, 17 and 18. See, "And if children, then ears of God, and joint ears with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Amen. Well, God is God. And he has reasons for everything he does. There are some human beings that if they become rich, nobody can talk to them again. And God knows each person. So those ones, if they fall into the category of rich, then we have to keep away money from those ones. It's just money to survive on a daily basis. If you like, come and die and rot here at the altar, that money he will not give you. Because he knows that this money, if he give it to you, the way you are asking, it will destroy you. But Abraham said that there are things you ask for that God will not give you. Because he knows that what will happen if he give that thing to you. These are not scheming. These are not things that people know. There are things that people do like this one. Whether you do like this one 1,000 times, one thing I want to ask you is that, are you a child of God? If you say yes, fine. Now the steering of the vehicle is in God's hand. Where he drives it, that's where it is going. Where he turns it, that's where it is going. Except you want to get out of the vehicle. But if you are his own child, you just have to follow as he leads. Some through the water, some through the flood, but all through the blood. The prophet said here, unless we suffer with him, we cannot reign with him. Say, you have to suffer to reign. The reason for that is that character simply is never made without suffering. Character is a victory, not a gift. It is something you have to fight for. You see, when you listen to any sermon, whichever way it is, let's say especially sermons that cut. Those sermons that cut, there's no name that is attached to them. How many times have you seen them being mentioned when someone is being preached? Even though it's allowed by God's word, if there is need for it. Because Abraham said that they that sin rebuke before all, that others may fear. But in the general preaching, this, that. If you find out that in the course of the sermon, about 8-10 bullets have entered into your body, all that you need to do is to go to God. Say, God, this is your word that I listen to. It has finished me from head to toe. I'm almost lifeless. Do something to me that I will get to a spot that when sermons are preached like this, I will only rejoice. Jesus said, the prince of this world come, and he has no part in me. But if God doesn't help you, the rest thing is to look at the preacher. Maybe he has asked something about me, or maybe the thing I told him, or this and that. That one is very far from God's kingdom. He's not even ready for the journey at all. That one doesn't even have discernment at all of this journey. He doesn't have discernment of himself. He doesn't have discernment of God's word. He doesn't have discernment of the journey itself. He's not ready for the journey. And this kind of place is not meant for that person. Yoruba people has an idea. Don't splash water on me. Then you don't go to the river. This place is a river where waters are splashed. And when the water is splashed, when it touches your body, then you go and take care of it. Character is a victory, not a gift. If it's a gift, God is obligated to give that character immediately to every one of his children. Without anybody stressing. Without anybody having to pass through any training. What we are here for is training. Child training. In the training of a child, sometimes you give him drink coke because of the things you have done. Encouragement time. You can even buy suya, give to them. Yeah, take suya, taste suya. Sometimes you may have to take that air and twist the air. Be hearing something where they tell you something. Sometimes this one is not sufficient. You have to bring this one down and knock it like this. Oh, everything is training. To a child that is loved, a man without character, he can't reign. Because power apart from character is satanic. But power with character is fit to rule. Amen. Brother Peter, in his own time, he was saying, take it not strange concerning the fiery trials that are to try you. Fiery trials. It's a prophecy. He know that it's coming ahead. That is, they will face it. And the prophet said that this situation that we have here is manner, he said it is applicable to every age. He said it's applicable to this our age also. So when you see trials, when you see suffering, when you see tribulation of any kind, not the great tribulation now, the bride will not take part in the great tribulation. But there are little small tribulation that individuals will have. And it is not general. That of Brother Moses will not be the same like Brother Bas' own. If I tell you my own, I'm sure you will say you don't want that. Maybe because you think that ministers, they always smile. They pass through their teams. If a minister come and stand there and begin to narrate the thing you go through, will there be service? It's rather pouring on the church, unbelief. But you have to forget everything that he passes through, sit down on it, and then encourage others. You go meet pastor, say, pastor, I want to come and see you. When you come, you begin to narrate stories. Say, this same man you are sitting before, it's not that he didn't draw from heaven. He was also born by a woman too. He also gets his oath. So when he's talking to you, know that he says, have his oath. Listen to what he has to say. May the Lord be gracious unto us. The time has ended. Brother Paul said, a child that God loves, he chastened it, and he scourged every son that he received. He said, but if you are without chastisement, whereof all, everyone are partakers, then you are a bastard child. It means that God is showing you that you are a bastard. If anyone is without suffering, if anyone is without trials, if anyone doesn't pass through no nothing, and it's just there, things are just smooth from head to toe, that one is a bastard child. These trials, they have the part they play. If your prayer life is going down, the only way God can prep it up is to reduce the enjoyment. That's the only way. It may allow some sickness to rise up. That's the only way. If you see that your faith is just nothing, you don't even have faith for this paper to even be on this place at all. No faith at all. He has to do something. And when you are telling, say, yes, I know now. I know. See what I'm practicing through. Are you telling God it's wrong? I know now. He's the one that slaughtered it there. So he knows. He's walking in the midst of the church. He knows. The things you are part, he knows. Nobody does he know. You say, I have hunger. My house rent is due. My job is not moving fine. Business is slow and delayed. He knows. With all that self, how many hours do you still pray? Or you think they will come by magic? With all this, so it means that Abraham maybe said somewhere that we are not even having persecution enough. Oh, it's a quote. He said we are not even having it enough. If we have it enough, go and check the places where they have it well. Go and see what to lead them to. Even all this scatter that is happening, so to say, among the bride members now, but Abraham said, it is persecution that will run them together. Tiny things that somebody should not cut and something, and they will put it on the air like something. If you are a member of the bride, God knows what to do when that time starts. You will run. The very person you say that you don't want to see is the one you will see. Except you are not a child of God. If you are a child of God, you will see that person, you will sit down with him, you will pray with him, you will give testimony together, you will, in fact, fast. May the Lord be our help. We cannot continue because we said 30 minutes, and 30 minutes has reached. The next time, we will go further on the conditions of the age of Smyrna. But the prophet said that those conditions in that age of Smyrna will also happen in this our age. So whatever you see now, it is prophesied that it will be here. But in the midst of it, Jesus said, the Bible said, he is faithful, that he will not tempt anyone above what you are able to bear. He will give grace that you will be able to bear it. But when you have trials, storms of life, tribulations, persecution, the motive is supposed to increase your prayer life. It's supposed to increase your dedication. It's supposed to increase your closeness to God. It's supposed to increase your service to God. It's supposed to increase your commitment. But if you don't have revelation and that one is not accomplished by that one, then you never get it. You get stage two. Then it means that one is preamble. You will get stage two that will do the work that God wants you to do. Let us bow our heads. Thou my everlasting portion, more than friend, all I do, all I love, my pilgrim joy, Savior, let me walk with. Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee.
close to thee. All I love, my pilgrim journey, oh Savior, let me walk with thee. Not for ease, not for ease. Oh, worldly pleasure, oh, not for fame. My prayer shall be, oh, gladly will I toil and suffer only. Me walk with thee, oh, close to thee, 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 gladly will I toil and suffer, only let me walk with thee. Oh, lead me through the veil of shadows. Oh, bear me while as faithful sin, then the gate of life eternal may I enter, Lord, with thee, oh, close to thee, close to thee. Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. Then the gate of life eternal may I enter.
Has this sin achieved its purpose in your life, or you have been the one complaining for every little thing? The prophet said, the only way I can show my love back to him is to conduct myself with joy amidst of the trials that he in his wisdom allowed to come to me. That one is only someone who actually have the true genuine Holy Spirit that can do that. But when you see that every difficulty or tough time situations make you to complain, to grumble, to murmur, to think that God does not love you or does not answer prayers, then you are so lacking spiritually. That's the implication. What is supposed to steer up your prayer life? What is supposed to gear up your faith? It's rather jeering, complaining, and murmuring. That is contrary to God's own expectation. Is there someone that would like to be remembered in prayer? Will you just lift up your hand unto God? Whatever request you may have, keep it in your heart.
Our blessed Heavenly Father, we come to your house to check up with our soul salvation. That is what your prophet taught us. You told the prophet to store this message for the bride. We have need of it. Each time a portion of it is re-echoed unto us, no doubt we find how lucky we are We find reasons why we must call upon thy name. We find reasons, O God, why we should have a lot of requests to present before you. We find reasons why our thirst and hunger for more of you is not enough. Father, there is none of us that will say he does not have a need. The need might differ from person to person, but there are needs anyhow. You are the only one that can supply those needs. Since we have been made to know that a leopard, no matter how much he lick, he spots. He will only make them brighter. Without you, he can do nothing about it, except to watch over the city. The people will have sleepless nights, and what will happen will happen. We just know, O God, that in this journey, from the genesis of it to revelation of it, we need you. Without you, we can do nothing. But with you, we can do all things. Hands are up everywhere. Even those of us that didn't put our hands up, Lord, we are needy people. We just need you in this life journey. Because you are the only one, O God, that can make us to be what you want us to be. You are the Jehovah Potter. We are just little lump of clay. Our prayers, O God, is that take us as little lump of clay, make vessels of honor out of us that can represent you as light of this world, as salt of this earth, O God, as a city that is built on top of a hill that cannot be hid. Don't pass any of us by. Meet us at the point of our needs. Those that are not yet filled with the Holy Ghost, may you fill them. Those already filled, may you refill them. The sick and the afflicted, may you deliver, O God. Increase their faith to claim healing, which you already purchased for us at the weeping post. Thank you, our Father. Thank you for vessels that you have raised up in the midst of the bride to feed the sheep with this sheep food. May you continue to lift up the horn of their ministries. We leave the rest of the service in your hands. We pray you be with us as we go into prayer. Inspire the anointed, grant us unction as individuals to pray as become a saint. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Your prophet said, prayer is the breath of the nursery of a Christian. May that be our portion. May we not submit ourselves for sleeping. May we not submit ourselves to the suggestions of the devil. No matter what comes or not, Father, we are praying and asking that with your help, O God, may we all come up victorious. Thank you, Father. In your precious name, we pray. Amen.
We have come to the prayer session, and I will read this request in due course.
I cannot bear my body's alone. I must say Jesus. Oh, I must say Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Can help me, Jesus alone. Tempted and tried, I need a great Savior, one who can help my body to bear. Oh, I must say Jesus, I must say Jesus. Oh, you are my care. Tell him I
person that can help is the one that tell us to bring our bodies. Any problem Jesus cannot solve, nothing can solve it. Nobody can solve it. There is no president, there is no governor, there is no king, there is nobody. There is no rich man, no big gate, no nothing can solve our problem. Because majority of our problem is not money, it's not clothing, it's not even food. Majority of our problem is our connection with God. It's our relationship with God. It's our love to God. It is God's relationship with us. That is where the major problem lays. When that is fully established, every other one will fall in their places. While we are in his presence, others ahead of us, they talk to him seriously until he hear them. Until Brother Abraham said that prayer even made God to change his mind about a man that he said, you are dying. Because he prayed fervently, God told his prophet and said, go back and tell him, I have heard his prayers. If he had Ezekiel's prayer, can't he also hear ours? He can also hear ours. His ears are not heavy. He can still hear. The same God they served then is the same God we are serving now. We are human beings like they are also. We should tell him until he hears us. He said, I've heard the groaning of my people. I've seen their tears. I've heard their cry. That same God that can hear at that time, that can see their tears, that can see their grief, is the same God that we serve now. Let us tell him. He must hear us. Those seeking for the Holy Ghost, he must hear us. Those who are sick, he must hear us. The gifts of the Spirit, he must hear us. All the blessings we are asking for, he must hear us. Those who want deliverance, he must hear us. Those who want salvation, he must hear us. Those that demons are troubling, he must hear us. Because it is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Let us talk to him. He is the master of our situation. And without him, nothing can ever happen. He's the only, all the Alpha and the Omega. While we are in his presence, let's speak back unto him. We've got to tell him. When we tell him, he will hear us.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God, Israel, your
shall be given to you. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Oh, seek and ye shall find. Oh, knock and it shall unto you, oh, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Thank you.
shall we bow our heads? Father, we just want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We thank you for making the coming together of the saints possible again this evening. Men, women, boys, girls of like precious faith. Thank you for the table that you have prepared for us. Thank you for the food, which is the message of the hour, which is the sheep food. The prophet said you can bake an hamburger and give it to a sheep. A sheep will not grow and die because it is not sheep food. He said you can get a T-bone steak and prepare it nicely and give it to a sheep. It will grow and die. A sheep will grow or sheep food. Thank you for the storehouse that contains the sheep food. Thank you for a portion of it that we have been fed with tonight. Our Master, we are so grateful. We appreciate you. Lord Jesus, just as babies are born in the physical, as they start growing, if it's a baby boy, great to be a young man. If it's a baby girl, grows to be a young lady. Lord Jesus, that is how it is in spiritual things. As we continue to feed upon this sheep food, may we go to be full sheep, representing you on the surface of the earth. Your prophet said it is in this message that lays rapturing faith. May we continue to accumulate rapturing faith until you bring all of us to that full stature of a perfect man. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Master, bless and replenish your servant that you have used tonight and lift up the honor of his ministry and that of others. It's our prayers. We cannot but remember your servant that has traveled out in armies to the mission field. Master, may you be with him, Lord. As you have been using him here to be a blessing to us, may you continue the same with him wherever he preaches, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let there be miracles, signs, and wonders confirming the gospel preaching. Let it be our master. If he has to counsel anybody, may he give them the mind of Christ. Watch over his family in his absence. Are we the church that he has left behind? Help all of us, O God, to know our responsibility. How that we must be partakers of the blessings that will be his, his reward that will be his. And that is by praying for him. Help us, O Father. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name. Lord, the hour has come. We are not leaving your presence, but we are just leaving the auditorium. May your presence accompany each and every one of us back to our homes. May we not be forgetful hearers. The things that we have heard again tonight, may we meditate upon it, O God, both day and night, until another opportunity comes where we shall gather together like this and hear more of it, or as we eat it on our own, or in the family altar. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name, for granting these petitions. Your prophet has taught us that there is no distance too short where the enemy cannot wreak havoc. Those of us going to our homes, whose houses are close by, may you take us home. Those whose houses are far, take everybody home. Protect us on the byway and the highway. Frustrate every move and plans of the devil for your glory and for your honor. Thank you, our Master. Hallowed be thy name, for granting these petitions. In Jesus' most powerful name, we pray. Amen. God bless you, church. Thank you for coming to church tonight. Don't forget the prophet said you can miss work. He said, but don't miss church. May we never, never miss the day of our visitation. Shall we rise? Praise the Lord. What Rina is about. Okay, thank you. Praise the Lord. Next tomorrow will be the breaking of bread and the feet washing. Don't forget that. I was trying to get an hymn for us to close with. And that is why you see I was meeting consultations. I was in Brother Degu's house today, and I saw the bouncy boy that the Lord gave them. Praise be to God. I wouldn't know. The man, he told me the names of the boy. Praise be to God. You know, this naming of a thing is just a custom that we have here. We cannot really pin it to a scriptural teaching. Amen? When the angel came, it's always for a circumcision in the scripture. And then they measure the name. It is we that rigidly say we will do naming. It's not wrong to do it if you want to. It was in the hospital, but Abraham said, Joseph, you are welcome. Amen? Brother, can I measure the name of the boy? I can remember Daniel. Yes. The boy is Daniel by name. Praise be to God. Our God is good. We are in expectation for more. For there is room for all of us. You believe that? Even if you decide to give birth to a football team, there is room for all of us. God bless you. When you get back home, greet Brother Daniel for us at the mother. Amen. Did you say 88? Okay. So he said, that was I, all I see. So God did we see the Lord. Till I had a big boy saying, make me your choice. I am that day to now pray. Now I for my soul. I see the world sees no more. The tempest is sweet when I was so needy. In Jesus I see ever. I see the one who sees me. blessing evermore. So all my soul sing along. I'll be so glad. Oh, Jesus, who said, who said,
yeah.